Now, Anna Bellotti, she is showcasing a graphic representation of statistically accurate data of Australia's food waste in an exhibition being held in Surry Hills next week. To find out more, we are speaking with Anna this morning. Anna, thanks for joining us.
No, not a problem. Thank you so much for having me on.
Now, why have you chosen food waste as your point of reference for this exhibition? What inspired this exhibition?
Well, the exhibition is in response to this year's Sydney Design Festival theme, Call to Action. So I wanted to focus on an issue that I really felt needed highlighting. So I chose food waste because it is a major issue in Australia, but its effects are felt globally. And it's also a massive contributor to climate change, which is something that I'm passionate about and, frankly, something we need to be taking really seriously at the moment. Mm. So I was shocked to learn that food waste in our agricultural system has one of the greatest impacts on our environment, but it's something that we can actually tackle by making sort of individual steps, but also steps as a community and as a whole.
Wow. Okay. I think that this is fantastic. And I think that art is such an accessible medium for people to engage with these ideas and engage
Absolutely.
With these thoughts. Now, you took statistically accurate data, which can be quite boring and quite dull, and have turned it into art. Did you find that a difficult process?
It's a really interesting process. So when I first started looking at the issue of food waste, it kind of struck me that all of this research is coming out of the science sector, but I don't feel like it's really reaching sort of us everyday people. So I don't have a science background. I've got a design background. But I was really kind of interested in how sort of design can just could be used to communicate these issues. So I kind of tend to look at statistics and then just allocate sort of different colours and different motifs to this information to kind of try and like give it an aesthetic sort of appeal that might make this really important information more accessible to sort of everyday people like myself.
You mentioned there being quite shocked to learn the amount of agricultural waste and the amount of waste that we are producing every year that is so preventable and that we really can do something about. What steps have you taken kind of in your own life? What has this research kind of inspired you to do when it comes to mitigating your own food waste?
Well, honestly, I still have a lot to learn, and I don't have a definitive sort of solution, but something that I personally do, I've been really trying to watch what I buy and make sure that I don't sort of double up on things. I use things that are in my fridge rather than kind of buying more. And I've gotten a lot better at using leftovers and things like that. So those sort of are small steps. But I think it's really important sort of to be aware that our food actually comes from the planet and has used an enormous amount of finite resources to actually get to our plate.
Mm.
And therefore, we really need to value it. So we need to interact with our food in a more deliberate way.
I completely agree. There is so much energy that goes into producing food. There is so much, especially like red meats and a lot of the meats and things. I think there's a lot more than just going to Woolies and picking up whatever's on special and taking that home. This is so interesting, and this is something that I don't think a lot of people think about. And I think by bringing it, as I said, to the art arena and to the art world, you are really making it so much more accessible as a conversation for people to be had. So where is the exhibition? When's it being held?
So the exhibition is it's being held as part of Sydney Design Festival, and it opens on the 7th of March at 6 p.m. at M2 Gallery in Surry Hills.
Fantastic. This is so exciting. How long did it take for you to put together?
Well, I've been working on it since about October last year.
Wow.
So it's been a few months kind of in the making. So I'm really excited to get the opportunity to kind of show this work and kind of hopefully start kind of a discourse about this issue and sort of get people discussing it and try and work out how we can reduce our food waste.
Do you have a piece that you feel is the center point or the most poignant? I know it's like asking you to pick a favorite child, but is there is there a piece that you think what do you think people will kind of enjoy when they go to see it? What do you think is going to be the standout piece?
Look, they're all really different. I think like one that the facts are like I find quite shocking is that sort of you mentioned before, like Australians, we individually waste around 200 kilograms of food every year. But in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia, that food waste individually is around 6 to 11 kilograms individually.
Wow.
So it just goes to show that in Australia, where food, we're food secure, having that access and easy access to food just makes us so wasteful. So I think, yeah, there's a print that kind of discusses that, and I think that
That's going to shock people.
Shocking one.
Wow, that's so interesting. Anna, I can't wait to see the exhibition. I can't wait to see how you've brought these statistics and this data to life. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.